Good morning.
It's time to get up with Cass and Vodge on Hit.
At breakfast.
For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Good morning, Cassandra. How are you? You doing all right, mate?
Yes, I'm going pretty well. Happy Friday.
6:01. Well, R&B Friday. Always R&B Friday.
You know it's the best day of the week, Bodge.
It is. Dean McCarthy will be very happy. We'll chat to him a little bit later on in the morning. In fact, about 10 to 7 with all the Hollywood gossip and happenings around Tinseltown.
Exactly right. And don't forget, we've got Lee's fake news coming up. And Bodge, we're back on here because
The ledger is clear.
The ledger is clear.
It starts again.
Are you stoked? I'm pretty stoked about that.
We did finish on a draw last year, didn't we?
I know. To be honest, like it was clean, it was even, and I think that to start fresh this year, we're going to really see who can pick the fake news.
That's good. Fingers crossed. I feel like Lee has been champing at the bit, as they say, to get back into this because he's a competitive man.
He is. You remember when he won the two of them last year and he literally was like, yeah.
He wanted us to remember. It's meant to be out of you and I, Cass,
yeah.
Who picks the fake news the most, but he wanted to be included on the ledger. Whenever he got one over on us, he's like, That's mine.
That's the one. He got those two points and he still has not forgotten about them. Also, lots coming up over the weekend with local community news around the Mid-North Coast.
Yes.
So we're going to fill you in on all of that kind of stuff. And but there's a few that you're going to really get around as well.
Yeah, after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about some Alan's lollies. And I don't know why, but I know it's come across your desk today. Something for to do that. But up next,
don't salivate yet because I'm going to start getting hungry.
I know.
You're getting up with Cass and Vodge on Hit.
One thing we missed as well while we were away is this whole bird box rubbish.
Now, did we miss it?
Yeah, we did. YouTube have had to change their guidelines because people are that stupid. They keep blindfolding themselves doing these challenges.
You're serious?
Not just getting injured as well. Some of them, they've been dying.
What?
Yeah, do you remember when planking was a thing?
Oh, my God, I was about to say that. But, yeah, that
it's
was when I was
in
high school and kids were doing it at school.
How bad must it be if they have to change their, you know, their
actual guidelines
so that they ban these kind of videos?
Oh, I just think, look, to be honest, when I saw the movie,
you saw it?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Sandra Bullock and I watched it and, look,
Sandra Bollocks, I call her.
Don't you dare. She's my favourite actress. I would literally say that loud and proud. When I did see it, look, I actually did really like the movie. Obviously, let's call a spade a spade. The ending was not the best.
Yeah, well,
I did not like it. You watched it, right?
I absolutely watched it.
But what annoys me is it was a Netflix movie. I don't understand why everyone has to go wreck it now with all these memes. Some of them are funny and in good humour. And now these videos, they're going to have to put a complete stop to it.
I think it's a weird thing. Look, this is how I viewed the film, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not going to be too crude about it. It was like having special time by myself alone for 2 hours, enjoying that special time alone for 2 hours, then deciding not to come to the crescendo.
Okay.
Of that happy time alone. The movie was unfinished, Cass. I think they couldn't think of a way to wrap it up.
Could you not just say that?
I think they couldn't think of a way to wrap it up, and they decided on making one of those endings where people have to try and come to their own conclusion. It's one of those spiritual ones where, it's what's not being said. What I want to know, right, how come it took them that long to get to that place, all of a sudden there's that nurse from the beginning.
I know. Where was she all along?
I don't want to be thinking about some sort of existential question. I want to see what the monsters look like.
Or there's going to be a sequel and the monster is the nurse.
No. She didn't seem too
sleep
friendly.
With one eye open.
Yeah.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolly.
She's still in disbelief. Lee, you've got three stories. Mm. Two of them are real. One of them is fake. They all sound fake, though.
They're pretty crazy this week. You're going to enjoy it.
You've had a lot of time to prepare these. Are you ready for a big year?
Yeah, it's going to be a big year for sure. Looking forward to it. Right. You ready?
Let's do it,
Lee.
All right. So a Chinese woman has miraculously woken up to discover she can no longer hear male voices. The woman known as Chen became concerned when she woke up and couldn't hear her boyfriend, but then understood her female doctor without issue. She's been diagnosed with a condition which stops people from hearing low frequencies.
Bollocks.
No, I'm calling truth. That is hilarious.
Handy to have that, wouldn't
I'd
it?
Like that right now, except I want to win fake news. All right.
Moving on, a French model is quickly succeeding in her ambition to become plus-sized. With plus-sized models becoming the norm, Clara Bordet opted to get on board with her New Year's resolution. She started the year at just 45 kilos, but has since almost doubled that to a now much healthier 82. She's now hoping to finish at 100 and has been eating mainly aligo, which is a concoction of potatoes, butter, cream, garlic and cheese.
Yum.
Hot.
Yeah. I would eat that.
Yeah, me too.
And what's the third story?
And in possibly what is the most American thing ever, a public service announcement has been put out this week in Alabama, noting a chicken strip spill on a highway. Coming from the local sheriff's office, the notice requested no one stop to eat the chicken by the side of the road. The message that the tasty treat is unsafe to eat and that those doing so could face charges.
Okay, Cass.
Could face charges. Woof.
Yeah. A, B, C. Okay, we are going to go... when Lee counts us down.
Are you ready?
Remember, we've got to pick the story that we think is fake.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
True. All right. 3, 2, 1.
A.
Oh, I like these. You've gone different ones.
Cass has gone B and I've gone A.
Okay, right. B was the plus size model just because, like, is that really going to make you that fat? Because I eat that all the time.
No,
I think it sounds like a mashed potato.
You've got to be smart with this, Cass. If Lee made a story like that up, like, how bad would he look?
Stop.
He made a story like that
what
up.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, what are you trying to say? God. Don't put him in the gutter right now.
What's story?
Exactly. There's a lot of plus-size models.
Did you say there was a China woman that, like, can't hear blokes now?
You were talking about that, yours.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
I think anything can happen.
Lee, what have we got?
The fake news story.
Come on.
Is B.
Yeah. That was the obvious one, Vodge. That was the... Give me the
God,
buzzer.
Please, no. No.
Give me the tick. And...
No.
I can't talk anymore.
You're the sorest loser I've ever heard.
How is that a thing? How is that a thing?
How is what a thing?
Happy Friday, everyone.
A Chinese lady says she can't hear a fella's voice
True
anymore.
Fact. Look it up. It's a thing.
We are at one today.
Oh, my God.
And you know what, Bodge? You went for the obvious choice, mate.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on HIT.
Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
And as always, we welcome Dean McCarthy to the show. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hello.
Oh, no.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Quick, call him back. There he is. That's someone else. No, hang up on them. Sorry. If you just called up then and Cass had to hang up on you, we're sorry. But it's all right, Cass. You call Dean McCarthy. We need him. Yeah, he's got a brand new show on Sunday nights as well, Dean. Live from LA with Dean McCarthy on the Hit Network from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. He's got all that Hollywood
goss
as well. You love it, don't you, Cass?
I can't get enough of it.
Oh, I know. Second day back as well. Not too many technical difficulties, but it does happen occasionally. She's fixed it. That's okay. We've got him back.
Okay.
There we go. Are you there, Dean?
I'm here. Hello, guys. I don't know what happened.
Oh, thank God. I couldn't go another day without talking to you, to be honest.
I know what's happened from a technical point of view because I know what's going on with the desk. They can't deal with too much sexy, right?
Oh,
coming
from
down
a
the
technical
line
point.
At any one time. hey, look, the Catch Me Outside girl, I don't even know her real name. She's had a couple of tracks come out and they're terrible, but apparently now she's got something else that's coming out.
She does. She's actually Danielle Bagoli or something her name is. Awful girl. Here's what she's done. She is releasing her own makeup range, and she believes it will rival Kylie Jenner's $900 million empire. You know, Kylie is so successful in the makeup realm.
Nah.
The Catch Me Outside girl believes she is the next Kylie.
Okay, I'm sorry, Catch Me Outside girl. I don't think that's going to happen. Like, Kylie is a mogul.
A mogul.
Like, she is a makeup mogul.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I think she's got, you know, all power to her. Hey, dream big.
What? No. It's not going to work. It's Kylie Jenner.
Also, Mariah, we knew that she was suing her assistant, but her assistant, is she counter-suing or what's going on there?
Yeah, she's counter-suing. So here's the update. Mariah Carey suing her assistant $3 million for blackmailing her for $8 million. Yes, let that sink in.
Yeah.
And right now, the assistant is countersuing her for allegedly, and I quote, slapping her on the bum. Apparently, when they worked together, Mariah couldn't keep her hands to herself and wanted to slap her on the bum.
That is ridiculous.
So that's the new lawsuit. Hollywood gets weirder every day, doesn't it?
Honestly, that's what I mean. Every time we call you, we know there's going to be something weird.
Hold on. Hold on now.
Okay, Bodge.
If it was a fella and he smacked her on the bum, that would be sexual harassment.
Well, I'm sure that might come into the court case. Who knows,
Bodge? That being said, I don't like Mariah Carey's voice or her personality, but she's hot. So if she smacked me on the bum, I'd be all right with it. Hey, Dean, what's going on?
You're confusing me.
Yeah, I know. Mixed messages. It's great.
Yeah, you're confusing me.
Live from LA, your show on Sunday night from 6 p.m. What are we expecting?
It's a big one this week. This week I broadcast live from Benny Blanco's home studio. He's got that awesome new song with Halsey and Khaled called Eastside. Love him. Broadcast from his home. And then we catch up with Hailee Steinfeld on the show. Oh. And then Lady Gaga.
Stop.
Lady Gaga is on the show this week talking about her incredible hit, Shallow. And, you know, we also catch up with her and the other men that were a part of the song as well. It was a group effort. And, it's going to be a big show, 6 o'clock this Sunday.
Okay, that is insane. All I do is, like, whenever I go driving, which is, I guess, every day, I just put Shallow on quite seriously. I absolutely love that song. Just got to belt it out.
Mate, last week was a really good show. I was listening to it, as we said. We were listening to it going, this is so good. And now it's going up. It's going up, turning up to 11, mate.
Look out.
The music even stopped.
That was good.
Hey, look, we'll listen to your show Sunday from 6 p.m. and we'll chat to you on Monday.
Tell Gaga we love her and love you.
Bye, guys.
I had such a really, I had a really good day yesterday, Cass.
That's good,
Bodge. It was a really productive day. I'm never productive. In fact, I'll go so far as to saying it was one of my best days.
What? The best days on this earth?
I used the whole day effectively.
Good. So you came to work, we worked hard, then you left, and then what'd you do?
Well, I wouldn't say I worked hard, but I did my job. And then, and then I went off and I took some old clothes I didn't need to the shop. I went to the post office and mailed some stuff I had to mail. I organised the kitchen. I did some cooking, put some washing on. Then I went out and I bought a bed base, did a whole lot of adult things all in the one go. Normally I put a lot of those off.
You have to kind of separate them at least. Or what is your favourite domestic chore?
And then I came back and I actually cooked again.
Like, you know how there's some things that you put off? Like, I put off going to the post office all the time. Mm. I also put off vacuuming. Like, not a fan of vacuuming.
I love vacuuming.
What?
I love when you've got the vacuum cleaner and you're on the carpet. Right, and you get the nice straight lines, and then you come back the other way, and the carpet's really light in one big strip, and it's really dark in the next strip because you've gone one way.
That's what gets you going.
Gone against the grain. And I've been subconsciously influenced by a little Japanese woman called Marie Kondo.
Okay.
I thought it was Marie, but she says Marie.
Marie.
So I'm going to say it the way she says
Let's follow her.
And I just want you to hear how she talks, okay? Listen to her voice.
She's so calming.
Considering she talks so quickly, she's this beautiful young woman, and I was just going through my Netflix the other night, and there was this show, and it's like The Art of Tidying or something like that. And I was like, that's a weird show. And I clicked on it. And this was only a couple of nights ago.
Mm.
I was watching what she was doing, and she was getting, I want to try and keep this relatively, you know, but she was getting off on finding, like, messy rooms. Not even kidding.
It's her job.
Not even kidding. She was like, she walks into a messy room. She's like, oh, like it's the best thing in the world. Like it's Christmas time. And then she teaches you, like, the premise of the show basically is grown adults who don't know how to look after themselves, who have got too much clutter, and she declutters for them.
Yes. Well, look, this, I haven't actually watched a whole episode of the show yet. I looked up a little bit of YouTube.
I've watched heaps of it.
I can tell. And, I mean, to be honest, when I was on, you know, Netflix or, I would have probably just skipped, so, like, scrolled right through this. Like, I don't think I would have wanted to watch something like to declutter. Like, is it interesting to actually watch?
Yeah, well, I watched it and I was kind of like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'd heard about it.
Yeah, me too.
And then next thing I know, like I say, I had a productive day yesterday. I was cooking. I think I found a love for cooking now. And then I realised I'd reorganised lots of stuff in the kitchen to make it look, you know, optimal, even using the little boxes that she uses.
Well, she's like a little bit of a cleaning inspo, to be honest. Like, yeah. I think some people are really good at just getting rid of stuff, cleaning out stuff. Other people are hoarders. If this lady can help some people who actually have some serious issues with mess.
But see, it's gone too far now. It's gone too far.
What do you mean?
It's like a cult. It was even in the news.
There's books on it.
Yeah, I get that, but it's even in the news, mate, that apparently too many people are doing this and they've been inspired by her, and charity places are being, like, overloaded, bins are being overloaded, people are just, like, they're just cleaning everything out. It sounds good, but it's become too much at once.
Yeah, that does make sense. I think the biggest thing is you just don't want to take your junk to places that are providing for other people who are in need. You know, you just want to take...
Yeah, all right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, you just want to take them things that actually can be used, not actual trash that goes to the dump. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what's happening. Like, there's an overload of things that actually can't be used, so then those workers have to actually go and clean out that stuff,
yep.
Which is just double the work for them.
Right, I get that. What I'm saying is, though, is the charity shops, it's just normal clothes. They are just chockers.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, but they've got too much now. It's gone too far the other way. They can't store it all. So,
I don't think they'll be too angry about that.
You would think that, but on the news, right, apparently they are. They're like, oh, what do we do with all these clothes? We don't know what to do with them. We wanted clothes. Now we've got too many clothes.
This lady's a little inspo, though.
She is
Mari.
Very inspirational. And I want to know, Mid-North Coast, 13, 12, 16, what is your domestic kink? What do you get off doing? Mine is the vacuuming when you go up and down the carpet in different directions against the carpet and with the carpet, and you get those lines. It's like when you go to a cricket pitch or something and they've done lawn mowing and they've done it in the pattern.
It's all fresh.
Yeah. Also, going to the washing line, and I've got my shirts on there, and I've left some out so that when I get home, I know the sun's going to make them nice and crispy. I have the washing basket there. I take them off, and I won't put them on a coat hanger. I will fold them and I'll get that perfect fold down the middle.
Okay.
I love that.
That's a weird one. I wasn't expecting that from you.
That's one of my domestic kinks.
Oh, there we go. Well,
13, 12, 16, if you've got one of them as well. And what we'll do, we'll take calls next. I think this could be a big deal.
This is a big deal.
You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on Hit.
And we've been talking about the new TV show with Marie Kondo. She's tidying up people's lives, Cass.
She sure is. She's also nailing it. And as we said before, she loves when she goes into a messy room. She feels like she can really help that person and completely clean them out.
Well, it made us ask the question, what is your domestic kink? 13, 12, 16, we want to know what kind of jobs around the house you weirdly get off on.
Basically, like, some of them you just avoid. You avoid them like the plague. The others, you're like, I absolutely love this. One of them for me is actually Pino Clean Wipes. Now, instead of just getting, you know, your cloth, your dishcloth, putting some soap on it with hot water and going over the table. No. I love Pino Clean Wipes or just any general wipe that does that. I just feel like it does a better job. And it also smells really good.
But doesn't it leave that wet sort of after wipe?
You can go over then if you need it, but the point is get to all the edges, get into it with that. You can do anything with it.
Yeah, well, Marie, what she does is because she's addicted to folding things and collecting things by different styles and categories.
Colours.
And things like that. You always leave the stuff that's really, when you're cleaning out a house, step five is always the things that mean something to you, the sentimental stuff. So you get all the other stuff out the way first, and then the stuff that means something to you, you address that last.
That actually makes sense.
That's a big thing.
It'll take the longest.
I never thought a show about cleaning could be so addictive.
I know, you're addicted. I've only seen a few YouTube clips, and I've had a bit of a Google research on her. Mm. There's also books. Everyone's really getting around her.
She was famous on YouTube first, and then books that she was releasing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she was on Ellen the other day as well. Yeah,
look at her go.
Yeah, I know.
Look at her go.
But she speaks very little English, and she's, what I understand, right, that she used to clean out, like, monks' houses and things like
right.
that for hours on end. So, like, you know, she's well into this sort of stuff.
She's well-versed. She's a pro, I'm not going to tell you.
Like I say, the reason we want to know what your domestic kink is, what you get off on doing around the house, and I mean cleaning-wise, I mean chores, is because when she walks into a messy room, she goes crazy. She loves it.
She shrieks.
It's the best thing ever for her. It's like Christmas Day.
See, she's I would like, be like, oh, see ya.
Look at all my presents. Well, it's not filth either. It's just a messy house. That's what she gets around.
And she's, well, look, everyone has their thing. There's no judgment. She absolutely loves that. Look, you like folding clothes after they've been on the clothesline. Yeah.
Yeah, on the clothesline when they're nice and crisp, when the sun's made them like nice and hot as well. It's like, you know what, have you ever put a towel in the dryer knowing that you're going to get out of the shower and you're going to go and pick up that towel?
That's also really good.
So it's the same sort of feeling as that to me.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's fair enough. That's a fair enough one. Also, my pet peeve, as I said before, is vacuuming. But then I don't mind mopping. I love mopping because it also smells good if you get the Pino Clean or, you know, some kind of...
What is it with you and Pino Clean?
I love that smell. I love it.
Well, you were telling me something the other day, actually. I know it's not strictly related. Oh, it might be.
Well, look, it kind of is. Cleaning out things, when you've got to clean out old diaries, clean out old books, clean out your house, as we were saying. There's one woman who has over 25,000 photos on her phone that she hasn't been able to transfer to her computer to back up to another device. I have about, I'm not going to lie to you, I have about 10,000 photos I checked before.
10,000
over a couple of years, obviously, on my phone.
All selfies, probably. Duck face, boomerangs.
You don't know me at all.
I do know you
very
well.
I do not. I boomerang because I like it, but I do not duck face.
You do, you go. And you do that duck face.
I do that
face.
To you when you annoy me, that little duck face. But this woman in particular, she says that she does suffer from OCD and she actually can't bring herself.
No, she doesn't. She loves the OCD. She can't suffer from it. She's just saying that so she can get away with doing it. She loves it.
Okay, well, we are not her. She has 25,000 photos on there. And what she's saying is, you know how sometimes, I don't know if you do this, you go, you're taking some photos, you might have 10 of the same thing, or in my case, even 30 of the same thing.
No.
No.
Take one photo, bang, in the books, done.
That's how she's accumulated so many photos. And she says mainly that of her kids, and she feels like, what if, you know, something happens to one of the other photos and she doesn't feel like, you know, she can get rid of them. That's a whole other extreme. You know, maybe Mari needs to come and help this lady as well.
I'm actually, now that I think about it, I'm not surprised this sort of show has gone off, because I watch those hoarder shows where they hoard things. I watch the shows. Have you ever seen, like, the shows where they're normally about 45 minutes in length, and they're all on Netflix, and they're things like, people that are a bit strange and whatever else. Like, I love it. I don't know why. It's junk TV, but it's kind of interesting junk TV.
It's because it's relatable. That's the thing. And also, the only thing that isn't relatable to me is when the hoarders get really hectic. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I think I would suffocate in there. I can't. It stresses me out. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go! KFM's 5 in 10. For Harcourt's Real Estate. 3 great locations. High Street, Warhope. Horton Street, Port Macquarie. And Livingston Street, Southwest Bronx.
Now, Cass, we've got $320 to give away.
Who
have we got on the line?
We've got Joey, and he's out of Port Macquarie. Good morning to you, Joey. How are you, mate? You there? Joey.
Joey. Oh, he's dropped out. He's dropped out. Yeah, okay, 13, 12, 16. Now is your opportunity. Our caller has dropped out.
Hello.
Hello. Who have we got there?
Hey, Joey.
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 Hey, got back on.
That was quick.
How are you?
We're good, mate. How was your holidays? Do you have a good time?
Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah, good man. All right. Well, we got...
I'm busier than an alcoholic liver.
We got $320. We're going to try and give it to you today. Cass has got a question. Do you know how the game works?
Yeah.
All right, Joey. Good luck to you.
We're going to give you 10 seconds and we need 5 answers from you. Cass, are you ready to
go? All right, I am ready as ever. Joey, please name for us 5 different types of acne. Go.
Acne?
Pimples, yeah.
Oh, pimples? Oh, I don't know. Blackheads, whiteheads, cold sores.
He's got 2 so far.
You got 2.
No, no.
Oh, you got the first 2 on the list.
Do you know what? I wouldn't have got whiteheads. I would have said blackheads, but yeah.
Well, the reason being, Joey, is I have Mount Kosciuszko on my forehead today, so I was like, what can we talk about today? This huge pimple. So you
it's
were
disgusting,
right.
It's disgusting, Joey. You don't want to see it.
It's super cute. Now, blackheads, whiteheads, papules, pustules, nodules, and cysts are the 5 different types.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good guess. I wouldn't have gone to cold sores.
See, Joey's like me. We're not filthy like you, Cass.
I love squeezing pimples.
There you go, Joey. Do you want me to... Joey, stay on the line. I think, Cass is single, right?
Stop it. He does this to me, Joey.
Hey, look, have a good Friday. Have a good weekend. Sorry we couldn't give you the cash.
Nah, all good. Have a good one. See
you too.
See ya. $330 for Monday in the 5 in 10 for Harcourt's Real Estate. 3 great locations, Livingston Street, Southwest Rocks, Hort Street, Port Macquarie and High Street in Warhope.
morning.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on hit.
Cass, you've got some lollies in front of you. We had a discussion. It was quite heated, considering it was lolly related.
I know it's supposed to be a happy, happy time, but we are involved in this now, Bodge. There's no escaping it. It's the lollection of 2019 for Allens. Now it's the Coca-Cola Frogs versus the Unicorns.
Well, I am wearing the I've got emblazoned on me the unicorn badge.
We are at one with our badges, and I have the Coca-Cola Frogs.
Yes.
Now what this is it's going to go for a week, and basically they want to know what Australia likes the most.
Now, let's just say why this started, because I heard spurious details that Snakes Alive were Australia's favourite lolly. It is absolutely bogus.
You think it's bogus?
Absolutely bogus. I can name you three lollies that are better than that off the top of my head.
Go.
Redskins.
They get stuck in your teeth.
All right, fair enough. Milk bottles.
They get bland after a while.
Don't even.
I love milk bottles. That
and
was a lie.
Mint leaves.
What?
Or,
that's silly.
If we're going for the greatest ever lolly that you could just eat handfuls of, strawberries and cream.
Okay, yeah.
All right, strawberries and cream.
That's the first one we fully agree on.
That's
I'm proud
fine.
Of us.
Can we agree that that's Australia's best lolly then?
No, because we haven't tried these two new ones yet.
Now, no, we haven't. That's what they sent them to us, because we got a bit uppity.
Okay,
and
so
by
I
mean me.
I'm going to start opening them now.
Right.
This is the Coca-Cola Frog.
Right, the Coca-Cola
Off
Frog.
Off you go, Bodge.
You want to open the other one there?
Yes, and this is the Unicorn.
I feel like Alan's saw that we were getting a bit upset with it and thought, right, these are the two.
Oh, and just by the way, in the Unicorns, they're all different colours. Like, I've got a yellow and pink one here, and there's green and purple.
The Cola Frog, I mean, it might as well be a Coke bottle.
Okay.
Which I still like.
Mm. Okay.
All right, go on.
Excuse me, here we go.
Give me your tasting notes on the Unicorn.
Okay, so the Unicorn I'm into, and I think it kind of tastes similar to a snake, and I don't know why.
I'm with you on that. The Unicorns are better.
They're better.
Mm.
Okay, wait. Let me just digest.
Yeah. Cass is eating. This is great radio if you're driving along.
Well, the Coke bottles. All right. Little frogs. Coke. I love frogs, as we know.
The Coke frogs? Is that where you're going?
Mm. Oh, they're just more light and flavoursome.
No.
Definitely.
The Unicorns are better.
The Coca-Cola frogs are for sure better. So are we going to go with our originals?
Do you know what? I like that we're already wearing the badges for the ones that we ended up liking.
Because I like the frogs better in general.
Well, I'm glad they gave us whole bags because, you know, you can't stop at one. But
do you want to know which one's in the lead so far? I've got the poll results here.
Go.
So at the moment, the frogs have taken the lead. Ahead of the new breed of Allen's Unicorns.
I don't like that. Where's that poll from?
Right from the horse's mouth. The lady from
Allen's.
From Allen's.
No. As nice as she was, never accept their own statistics.
No.
We make our own.
This is from Australia's Votes, mate.
Yeah, Australia's Votes. Who's it? Who?
Whoever has voted in Australia so far.
Probably now, all staff.
What's wrong with you? You're the sorest loser I've ever met.
I'm telling you, the Unicorns are better than the Cola Frogs, and we will put the poll up. People can judge themselves.
All right, we're going to have to judge. These lollies will be coming out, so I hope that the Frogs win, the Coca-Cola Frogs, the win.
You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on hit.
Cass, we've been having the discussion this morning after you gave me spurious information that Snakes Alive was Australia's favourite lolly.
Well, look, this is still up for debate, and Allens have a lot going on right now. They're always bringing out new lollies, and they've got two, as we were speaking about before, the Cola Frog and also the Unicorns. And we're lucky enough to have an expert, a lolly expert on the line.
Well, you say we're lucky enough, right? Okay, she's going to be really, she's going to have to put up with this because we might have an argument, you and I, in front of her. It might be a little embarrassing.
Well, she's a lolly expert. Let's not stress her out right now. Good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning.
Margaret, look, I'm not going to beat about the bush, mate. I'm a bit ticked off, right? Snakes Alive, I can understand if you're going to a party, you got to get some lollies, right? You go, obviously, for Snakes Alive because they're the one you go for.
They're the generic ones.
Absolutely.
They're the generic ones.
Absolutely.
But there's so many more, and we went through the whole list of what you've got there, and we're like, well, that's more iconic. Strawberries and cream, I reckon, has to be number one.
But you know what? Like, Margaret, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but as you just pointed out, Bodge, when you said the Snakes Alive is the one that you go to, that's exactly why.
Don't.
People love Snakes Alive. It's actually one of the most favourite, most talked about Allen's lollies that we have. People just love the Snakes Alive. What's great if you've got them in a party is putting them and seeing which colours disappear.
Well, that,
people feel really
enough.
Strongly about that too.
But if you're going to go snakes, what about the killer pythons?
Well, the killer pythons are awesome, but you just have one of those.
Oh, yeah. No,
good
fair
point.
Play.
That's
fair
a really good
no,
point. Because I've actually
expert.
Had that thought process. Hey, Margaret, also the interesting thing that we were talking about is Bodge and I also had a heated discussion about do you stretch the snakes? Also, you bite the jelly baby's heads off.
No, what? Bung them in.
I do. I bite the head off, sometimes the bum off. What is some research that you have? Because I actually think it's quite fascinating.
Well, almost half of people eat their jelly babies one at a time, but people in New South Wales in particular, we really like to rip the head off first. So about a third of us rip the head off first.
Well, if they're Queensland jelly babies, so I can see why New South Wales would like just rip them off. But like, I've never just bitten the head off a jelly baby, just bung the whole thing straight in. Go. In. Done.
What about...
Next one.
People do really weird stuff, Margaret. Strawberries and cream melted into a delicious goo. What? What does that mean?
We did some research to find out how people like their lollies, and there's all sorts of different ways. I mean, the thing with strawberries and cream is there's people that like to eat the top off or eat the bottom off. But melting them, that was one we hadn't expected, and just so... Find out that people were doing that kind of thing. That was interesting.
Now I got. I
and
have to
dip their lollies into tea.
Oh, that's
well,
crazy.
I mean, I've not done that before.
I've not done that one.
I do have to ask though. The spearmint leaves were my favourite.
Bodge.
They were my
favourite. Spearmint.
Now, did they? They went away, and I think they came back by popular demand.
We brought them. Yeah. They might have been your favourite. The problem was they just weren't enough people's favourite. So they went away. We brought them back. We brought them back at Christmas a couple of times as the specials, but they're no longer out there as a day-to-day lolly. But we're also bringing out new things all the time as well.
All right.
But I just missed the spearmint leaf so much.
Bodge, you and only you.
And the green frogs. I used to love the green frogs.
You're taking it back to your childhood right now. Or maybe yesterday.
But that being said, there are a lot of other good things. You've got the sherbets and stuff in there as well. Sherbies?
The sherbies. But here's the thing, like red frogs outhop the green frogs 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
People really like the red frogs so much better than the green. Yeah.
That is understandable.
Red is faster. Well, look, what we're doing now is we are actually putting the call out. Unicorns or cola frogs, which is the best? If you've tried them both, we want to know because Cass and I are at odds. I think that's probably a good thing.
Exactly. And look, it's the 2019 Allen's LOL election right now. And how are the scores? Which one's the winner right now, Margaret?
Well, right now, so voting opened on Monday. And what happens is we've got this vote and the one that wins is the next one that is going to go into its own bag. It'll be a Woolies late in February. Right now, cola frogs are just hopping ahead that little bit more. So if you're part of Team Unicorn or Team Cola Frogs, hop online and you've just got to vote. It's just noise until you vote.
Yeah, Margaret, I'm not happy about cola frogs being in front, if I'm honest with you, because Cass has already won a couple of things against me this morning. This is not boding well
this
for me.
This is not your day, is it?
It's not my day at all, Margaret.
I love Fridays. I love R&B Fridays, and I love these cola frogs.
Can we agree, Cass, you and I, that strawberries and cream are the best lolly?
To be honest, Margaret, we did agree on that, and it's nice when Botch and I do come to some kind of an agreement every now and again. So,
Well, at least there's one thing.
Can we ask what's your favourite lolly?
My favourite lolly, I really like the raspberries.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Yeah, there you go.
And do you eat them just normally?
I do eat them normally because they're just little. Like so,
I bet you do something weird you're not telling us.
Yeah. Put them in a trifle or something like that. They'd go well in that, I reckon. Like very
fresh
like
raspberries.
Jelly. Yeah, why not? There we go. All right. Well, Margaret, thank you for weighing in on this and helping be sort of the voice of reason.
Which is the cast that
Yeah,
won.
What we'll do is we'll submit our statistics to you once we work out what people on the mid-north coast prefer out of unicorns and cola frogs. Don't know if that's going to help or not, but there you go.
We'll try our best there.
Get online and vote and the winner will be in shops in Feb. Yeah.